My name is Camille Warren. I am what they call a clinical services manager, and I work for Insulet in London, so I cover the north of London, and my role is to support people going on to Omnipod and to also support the clinicians who in turn are supporting people using Omnipod day to day. So a varied role with some of the education and training that I do, which is great. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about an Omnipod. What is it? How does it work?
So Omnipod is a really simple system to use. It is a 3-day pod, so it takes up to 200 units of insulin. That can be variable depending on your individual insulin requirements. And once you fill it, you pair it with what we call a controller if you're using the Omnipod 5 system. If you're using the Dash, we call it a PDM, Personal Diabetes Manager. And they talk to each other on Bluetooth. So what happens is you wear the system on the body, the pod on the body. It's tubeless. You can wear it on the arms, legs, tummy, lower back. And it will automatically deliver tiny, tiny pulses of insulin, which is the basal. And then when people want to eat, or if they want to correct a glucose level, for example, they would pick up their controller and they would put their carbs in. For the Omnipod 5, they would tap on use sensor because it's connected to a sensor. And then the system would offer them some insulin. They say yes, sends it remotely on Bluetooth to the pod, and the pod delivers that insulin automatically.
So what difference does it make for people who maybe have been used to insulin pens?
Yeah, so I think the most obvious difference is no injections. So often people have been injecting for some time, 4, 5, 6 potentially injections a day. So you're moving away from that to using one system that you're changing every 3 days. So that's very, very simple and easy to manage for people, as opposed to needing to get their pen out, set their dose, you know, find a spot and give an injection in public, which they might not want to do. It's a very discreet system to use. The controller just looks like a mobile phone. So it's very, very discreet. So that's, I think, a big attraction for people using this type of system. It's a tubeless system as well. So there's no wiring, there's no tethering to the hardware, which means that's nice and discreet for people as well, to where you don't have to attach a piece of hardware, you know, onto your body, which is, you know, linked to the cannula that you're wearing as well. So that's a big appeal for a lot of people as well.
So why is it important for you to be here today at a diabetes wellness event, United Through Diabetes?
So I think it's really about sharing that information, increasing awareness, talking to people about a different delivery system, that there's a different way of delivering insulin that can improve their quality of life. We talk about in diabetes, we talk about A1C, we talk about time in range, we talk about all these clinical outcomes, which are obviously really, really important in diabetes. But actually, it's really important that people have something that they can use that fits into their lifestyle as well, that can help to reduce the burden of diabetes management. That is simple, easy, and gives them freedom to do the things they want to do and improves their quality of life. So to have that conversation and to show people you know, how they can use insulin in a different way is great. It's really lovely. So getting that message out there.
And they can wear it whilst exercising, doing sports, swimming?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, so there are certain features that you can use in the system. In particular, in the Omnipod 5 system, there's a feature called activity. So Omnipod 5, for those who don't know, is a hybrid closed loop. It's our first hybrid closed loop system. So what that's actually doing is that's automating the background insulin. So because it's talking to a sensor, it's receiving the sensor values and the trend. So it's adjusting every 5 minutes the insulin delivery. So again, that takes away some of the thinking, some of the burden of diabetes management. So once that's all been set up, if they then want to go off and do something, an activity could be something very, you know, organised, maybe like at some sports, for example, football, rugby, or it could be something like gardening, you know, housework, shopping, something like that. Anything where people might be a little bit worried about their glucose is dropping, there's a feature called activity, which will change the target glucose temporarily and also reduce the insulin delivery to help protect people from hypos, from low glucoses. So it's very flexible from that point of view as well.
And for young people, for paediatrics?
Yeah, it has a license from the age of 2. There is a minimum total daily dose of 5 units. And it's really become very popular within the paediatric community, and lots of centres are using it, and it seems to offer all of those things that I've mentioned already, obviously for the individual wearing the system, but for families as well, looking after.
And so can that carer, parent, guardian, can they see the information?
Yes, so it depends on which sensor they're using as to some of the connectivity, but yes, they can.
So that idea of having to go and finger prick your child while they're asleep, that takes away some of that.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely, it does, yeah, yeah. In particular, the Dexcom G6 allows you to follow the data, so people can remotely see what the glucose values are doing and what the trend arrows are saying. With the Libre Freestyle 2 Plus, it's being used all on the controller, so there's one controller that's managing the sensor and the pod as well. So you would need to look at the controller to see what the glucose values are.
And so will you be back next year?
Definitely. It's been an amazing event, actually. It's been really, really lovely. It's my first time attending and supporting, and it's been great. Some great conversations. Been able to signpost people to local people within our company to help support them. And I've also met some people from my own part of the world, and we've talked about how we can work together in the future and support some local community events. So it's really worthwhile attending. There's lots of really useful other stands with lots of useful information on as well. So I'd, yeah, highly recommend it.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.